Hi, this is your host, Anken Siran, and welcome back to another podcast episode of the DENR Environmental Management Bureau, Calabarzon Region. In this podcast episode, we will be sharing with you the lecture of Director Noreen Boots Gohan-Gregasin during the Women's Month webinar series, Day 1. She discussed gender analysis, its tools, GAD planning, and GAD budgeting. Director Noreen is a career civil servant, a happy mother of two lovely kids, a travel, running, and walking enthusiast. She has a degree and master's in public management from Lee Kuan Yew School of Public Policy, also a Lee Kuan Yew Fellow of Harvard Kennedy School with postgraduate certificate in corruption studies from University of Hong Kong. She has a degree of Bachelor of Laws and Bachelor of Arts in Public Administration from the University of the Philippines. She previously started as a personnel specialist 1 of the Office of the Human Resource and Development, now known as the Civil Service Institute, with 2 years experience as Executive Assistant 2 from the Office of the Executive Director or Office of the Assistant Commissioner of CSE, with 9 years experience as Supervising Personnel Specialist at the Office of the Assistant Commissioner of Capacity Building, and a year as Director 1 in NCR. For 13 years, she held the position Director 3 for the Office of Human Resource and Management and Development. It is with great pleasure to introduce the current Director 3 of Civil Service Commission Integrated Records Management Office and Certified GAD Resource Pool Batch 2, Director Noreen Boots Gohan-Gregasin.
Magandang hapon po ulit. Inhale, exhale muna tayo. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Alright, so again, I'd like to thank you for having me this afternoon. So as government employees, sometimes we feel jaded. No? Why do I say that we feel jaded? Because, you know, we are into the daily grind. Especially now that we are in this pandemic, we are so challenged by so many things because of the pandemic. We are in the daily grind. We live by the day. And therefore, when we say that we live by the day, sometimes, we do understand what is important. But what really is important for our clients is also one thing that we need to ask ourselves. So, this afternoon, let me discuss a facilitated discussion on Gender Mainstreaming 101. And I call this Gender Mainstreaming 101 because I'd like to bring you to our journey of some individuals. As I've said, they are fictional characters, but let's go through a journey. I mean, it's an overview of gender mainstreaming, and alongside or within the gender mainstreaming is what we do in terms of integrating perspectives into our programs. And how do we do that? I know that we are 65 in this room. We have different or varying levels of understanding of as well as gender awareness. So we'll devote much of our time in terms of your questions or issues. I'd rather that we do some interaction Q&A type of discussion. So let's just dispense. Let's just finish this and not really gloss over, but finish this very quickly. Just to trigger the questions that you'd like to ask later on. Right. So our main characters, I'd like to ask you to remember their names, remember their faces. They are fictional, but you'll find some rather semblance of truth in the story of each one of the characters. So we will have eight characters. So the first character, I want you to remember them. The first one is Jim. This is Jim, all right? He is the head of the agency. And this is Chanda. So Jim, Chanda. Chanda is the planning chief. And Yael, this guy, is the finance chief. Nakuha po ninyo? Can you remember all of them? The three of them? Yes?
Yes po.
All right, so we have Jim, the head of the office, Chanda, the planning chief, and Yael, the finance chief. And another two of our characters this afternoon are Lynn. Lynn is the HR chief, human resource chief, and Pete is the operations division chief. So representation si Pete ng operations. And then we have Marie, Mark. They are employees or staff of the agency. And Mrs. Steele here, nakita niyo medyo galit siya. She is the client stakeholder of the agency. Naalala niyo po bang mga names? Do you remember them? Who are they? Can anyone unmute your mic po? Who are they? Alright. Anyone who can give a rundown of the names of our characters?
Hello?
Yes, yes, please.
Jim, Chanda, Yael, Lynn, Pete, Marie, Mark.
Alright. And Mrs. Steele.
Mrs. Steele.
Okay.
Mrs. Steele.
So these characters were drawn by my daughter. She's 9 years old and I asked her to draw. And based on the descriptors that I gave her, she made this interpretation. Alright. So we will be journeying from the lens of these people and also from the story of Marie and Mark. They are employees of the agency. So the objectives of our discussion are threefold. Just basically discuss the basic concepts of gender mainstreaming and gender analysis and GBB, and explore how we're going to use these concepts into application in the workplace. Basically, our God planning and budgeting, and discuss some process requirements in the submission, review, or endorsement of the God plan and budget. Alright. So our assumption for this discussion is that at the very least, each one of you, the 65 of us here, each one of us has a basic understanding of gender issues. And I was hoping that you have been able to go through any gender sensitivity or gender awareness. If not, then please raise some questions as we go along or at the end of our my discussion or presentation. So just for an order, orderly presentation or discussion, in section one, there will be three sections. I'll be discussing section one for understanding God, basic concepts. Section two is gender analysis and what are the two oftenly used tools in gender analysis. Pahapyaw lang po ito because we only have a little time this afternoon. But what I hope will happen after this is for you to get excited. If not excited, on the far end is for you to have that discomfort to be able to know more and study more at your own pace, at your own time. And the third section and the last section will be about the GPA. So let's start with this man. You remember his name?
Jim.
Yes, very Jim. Jim is the head of the agency. All right. And what you see here on the screen is an audit observation memo from? Saan po ba natin nakukuha ang audit observation memo?
COA.
COA. So in 2019, they had a meeting with COA, and COA discussed its audit observation memo. And so he immediately, because of that concern on audit observation memo, he called two people, and these are Chanda, the planning chief, and Pete, the finance chief. Kasi Pete ba ito? Tama po ba ako?
Operation chief, si Pete.
Si Pete, operation chief. So, si Yael. Alright. So, very good. Nakikinig kayo. Alright. So, these are some of the observations and recommendations of the COA audit team. Sabi doon, one is that, well, in general, yung gathered gender development issues and concerns were not formally addressed and fully addressed because there is absence of God plan and budget. Wala silang God plan and budget. So, if there is no God plan and budget, they couldn't even spend or allocate the 5% in terms of God fund and budget into their corporate operations. So there's certainly underutilization of the funds or the amount that should be allocated for God. And therefore, COA gave a list or a host of recommendations for the agency. Let me just read some of them. The first one is that they recommend that GIMS agency assess and identify gender and development issues within the organization. Okay. So this is basically what most years ago, most agencies in the government received from COA. So kukunti talaga ang nakaka-meet ng 5%. Much less, hindi na-assess yung God issues nila. And then, COA also recommended to establish policies and strategies or initiatives to address God or gender issues. Alright? So, these are just some of the recommendations on how GIMS agency will be able to address 5% God fund and budget. So, the question for GIMS was, anong gagawin ko dito? At bakit ko to gagawin? Tanong ni Jim. So, with that questions, two questions in mind, he called Yael, the finance chief. And who's this woman here? If you recall her name?
Chanda.
Si Chanda.
Chanda, planning officer.
Okay, the planning officer. Very good.
Planning chief.
Planning chief, all right. So the question is, again, sabi ni Jim, why do we need to do all of this? Bakit kailangan akong gumawa ng mag-identify ng God plan, mag-identify ng God indicators? So what do you think? And I'm asking you this: what could be Sir Jim's next step? So there are four options. One option is wala, do nothing. Number two, call HR to educate him and Celine, yung HR chief, right? And then, also the MANCOM. Number three, mag-file na lang siya ng reconsideration of the audit observation memo before COA. And number four, reassign Chanda and Yael for failure to meet COA and PCW requirements. Now, I'd like to ask all of you, which of the four options here do you think will be taken by Sir Jim? 1, 2, 3, or 4? What do you think? Yes? Number 3, what else?
Number 2, establish policies and strategies.
Hindi po, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ito pong nasa screen. These are the options.
Call the HR.
Call the HR. Meron din ang sabi sa inyo, mag-file na reconsideration. Anything else? Alright. So what he did, tama yung sumagot ng number 2. He called, itong si ano, itong naka-yellow dito, yung San Maria, na ulinigan niya to. Ano kaya gagawin ni Sir Jim? So, Sir Jim called the HR to educate him and the MANCOM. Alright. So, this is Lynn. She heads the HR. So, our first section, we'll talk about understanding gender and development. Because, Lynn feels that Lynn is a gender and development resource person, having been recently accredited or certified by the Philippine Commission on Women's National Guide Resource Pool. So sabi niya, the best way for things to run in the organization smoothly is for the MANCOM, especially the head, Mr. Jim, to have a greater appreciation and understanding of what gender and development is. Sounds familiar po ba ito? If not in your own agency, probably in other agencies or small packets or within some packets of your own organization. Sige. Moving on. Sabi ni Lynn, sabi ni Jim, okay, Lynn, I'd like to have 7 key takeaways or key learning points. Gusto ko matutunan, number 1, what is God? Why God? Bakit kailangan tayo sa God? Number 3, sino namang may sabi that we have to do all of this God? Si Kowa ba? Si Kowa lang ba nagsasabi? Because definitely, many agencies went into gender God plan and budgeting because of the audit observation memos received by these agencies from COA. So it was compelling enough for them to do gender mainstreaming. But underneath that, what is really the basic reason why we need to do God? Alright? Number 4, ano nga ba yung gender issues na yan? And why do we need to study gender issues? Number 5, why does the agency or my agency, this is Jim speaking, have to be concerned with God? Okay, dahil ni-require tayo, dahil ayaw ko magkaroon ng AOMs. Certainly, there must be more reason to that, more compelling than what you've been telling me as a result of the AOM. Number 6, how will the agency address gender issues? O sige na nga, give up na ako. So, sige, kung may gender issue, paano natin i-address ito? What is the process? And lastly, who should be involved? Okay? Sabi ni Dean, okay, I'll take on the challenge. Alright. So, who needs to join Jim and Lynn? Who do you think should join, given the other characters that you saw? So, nakita na natin, si Jim, nakita na rin natin si Chanda, the HR, si Yael, si Chanda is planning, si Lynn is HR, si Yael, finance. Natin si Marie. Who do you think should join Jim and Lynn?
Fit operation check.
Si Pete, okay. Sino pa po? Meron pa po ba?
Si Marie and Mark.
And Mark.
And Miss Steele.
Miss Steele.
Yes, ma'am.
Eh, bakit sa paligay yung dapat isama si Teal? Miss Steele. Miss Steele. Apelido niya yung Teal.
Kasi si Chip na alam. She's a client.
She's a client.
Client holder.
Client. Okay. Sige. So for for the next activity that they took, there are three people that were asked by Jim and Lynn to join them. So this one guy, this lady, sino po ito? Na-remember nyo? Who is this? This is Chanda, right? Chanda is the planning chief. And who is this guy? Nagpalit na ng damit, orange na kanina, white. This is Yael, finance. And then operations, si Pete. Siya yung division chief. So, at the back of the mind of Mr. Jim, sabi niya, interesting. Akala ko mga babae lang nandito. Bakit kasama tong dalawang to? Alright? So, he's in for a surprise. So, if you notice, these three people, including the HR chief, are key people within their own respective organization. And most probably, these are the people who are part of their MANCOM. Kung medyo mababa, kung hindi ganun kalakihan yung organization. So, division chiefs or department managers. So, he needed to be joined by them so that they will have an equal appreciation of the concepts, and also they will be able to do their work synchronously. Alright. So sabi ni Dean, okay, Mr. Jim, let me tell you what is God. Sabi ni Lynn, there are just two things I'd like you to remember. When we talk about gender and development, it's really one, it's a development perspective. And number two, process. Development perspective meaning it's a lens. It's the way we view things. The way you approach things is really an approach. Alright? So, God is not only concerned with women. Specifically with women, sabi niya. Ah, so naisip ni Jim, kaya pala, may kasamang dalawang lalaki, no? It's not specifically concerned with women, but it's concerned with the way in which society assigns roles, responsibilities, and expectations to both men and women. Ah, I see. So this is how we look at development. So pagpapalabo, pagpapayaman ng isang bayan, kailangan hindi mo lang titingnan potentially ang role ng babae. Kailangan pala tingnan mo rin ano rin ang mga role ng mga kalalakihan in relation to these women. What are their responsibilities in relation to women, and what are the expectations from men or to both men and women? Bakit ito dumating sa ganitong pangyayari? Because God or gender development as an approach came in the 1980s. This was actually a response to previous clamor that the previous development perspective is no longer relevant. And what was that? That is with women in development. Because so women in development, what was given premium was that development interventions must include women and must be focused on women. But development activists would say, even if we do focus on women, but we don't take a look at structures and the way the structures affect relationships between men and women and their roles, then no matter how we help or provide services, resources to women, then they might not be able to measure up. We might not be able to level the playing field. Okay? That's why from WID, it became God. The WID approach happened in the 70s. So in the 80s, God perspective na. God is also a process. It talks about the process. Kaya nga when we say, okay, let's do God work or gender work. When you do God work or gender work, actually there's one benefit that comes from doing God work. It's that you become a better person. Why? Because the process of God, when you use that in your own personal life, in your career, in whatever relationships that you have, you will be more engaging, more inclusive. Why? Because that process, God process, involves participation, and it involves empowerment. Talks about equitable process, sustainable process, a process that is free from violence, it is respectful of human rights, it supports self-determination, and it actualizes human potentials. So, okay, sabi ni Jim, okay, that seems promising. I like what I'm hearing. Continue. Okay, so Lynn then continues. Then Lynn asks, does anybody have a question? Meron po bang tanong at this point? We're good?
Yes,
yes, Mama.
All right, thank you. So, another key learning point that we'd like to take away is that bakit kailangan mag-God? Habang may ginawa si Lee, no? Lumabas ng room, nagkwentuhan si Chanda and si Yael. Sabi ni Yael, you know, Chanda, I don't know why men are always expected to be the breadwinner. Ako, pagod na ako. I feel tired. Imagine mo, I have to think of ways to make both ends meet. Okay? Well, division chief na ako, pero that's what it is. Sa pagtaas ng posisyon, paglaki ng gastos, at laki ng expectation sa akin. Ako dapat ang breadwinner. I am the household head. And sometimes it really is so tiring. Narinig ko, sabi ng mother-in-law ko, okay, kasi ikaw ang lalaki. Oo nga, ano? And that's because when we talk about God and why we need God, it's because we know that in our society, we look at each other with that kind of lens. The gender role. The roles that are associated with who you are, a man or a woman, and those expectations are used to either limit your potentials or constrain you in a box, or constrain or restrain you in a box. Sabi naman itong si Chanda, nag-iisip siya. Ito, bubble to. And you think I am not your equal. Meron pala siyang hindi sinasabi. Feeling ni Chanda, pareha kasi silang division chief. Sige, mareklamo ka. Pero yung pala, parang ang tingin mo naman sa akin, hindi tayo pantay. And so, between men and women, there is that still a notion that in terms of relationships, mayroong marginalized. The social structure that we have in our country, in our society, as a result of culture, marginalize a certain sector. And historically, in the Philippines, marginalized people are actually women, the elderly, the youth, okay, persons with disability, or people with persons with disability, or PWD. And also those with other sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression, and other and a host of other conditions. And therefore, we need God, this kind of perspective, so that we can level the playing field, so that we will say, hindi naman kailangan ganyan ang isipan natin, na ikahon natin ang roles ng babae at lalaki. At yan ang maging dahilan para hindi maging mapalawig ang kanilang mga potential bilang tao. Okay. So that is what God is trying to address. Right? So, God policies or gender development policies aim to redefine the traditional gender role expectations. And that is why we start by assessing, mayroon bang problema? And I'm putting the cart before the horse. Problema in terms of gender is God issue or gender issue. So Lynn moved on to the third key learning point. Sabi niya, who says we do God? Short answer, sabi niya, Of course, you were compelled to do that, and you were compelled to call me because we had an AOM. Tama po ba yun? Tama po ba yung kanina ko pa sinasabi na marami sa ating mga ahensya na napilitan, quote-unquote, to do God plan kasi na-audit tayo. That is God audit, yes. By the commission audit. Tama po ba?
Yes.
Okay. Very strategic ang naging trabaho ni Philippine Commission on Women by involving the Commission on Audit to do God audit. And part of the God plan and budget of COA is to run this God audit for different government agencies. So, pamula nung nag-audit sila years back, tumaas na rin, no, ang level of submission of God plan and budget to the PCW. Na-elevate din ang gender awareness in every government agency. Though meron pa rin tayong mga problema, still is we encounter various issues and concerns. But who says we do God? The first one is that it's the state. The state being a signatory to a lot of international treaties and conventions. Right? Although yung Beijing Platform for Action ay hindi naman talaga siya batas, no? By practice, by tradition, when we subscribe to the Beijing Platform for Action, we said that, okay, we will fulfill the commitments there. Meron, in the past, in Declaration of Human Rights, we were a signatory in Philippines, ang CEDAW, Convention on the Elimination of Discrimination Against All Forms of Violence Against Women, we were a signatory. The Philippines is a signatory. And so the state says, we need to promote women's rights as human rights. Right? So that's, we're doing this because the state says so. Nag-commit tayo, and therefore, as a state organ, we need to follow. So that's actually the short answer to that. The longer answer, while again, we say that we subscribe to international agreement like the Sustainable Development Goals, there is a reason why we're doing this. It's because we want most countries, if not all, to address development issues. And one way to address is to set up these development goals, 17 all in all. And number 5 is ensuring gender equality. Among others, ensuring that there's a fairly right amount of mortality rate in the country. Reproductive health also is reproductive health is also taken a look into by government, and also representation of women in elective positions in high posts is also looked into. So these goals, dati ito Millennium Development Goals of MDG. Nakatapos yung isang millennia, hindi pa rin naman natin talaga na-achieve lahat-lahat. And so sayo, sige, sa 2030, tingnan natin, this is another base camp. That's why we moved from the MDGs to 17 SDGs. And number 5 is specifically focused on gender equality. Right. Okay. Having said that, apart from the institution or the state being a signatory, the Constitution says so. The Constitution says and recognizes the role of women in nation building. And the host of other issuance and laws that are listed on your screen are actually imprimatur that we do God planning, that we do mainstream gender equality perspectives into government. Right? So I'd like to highlight, nabanggit na kanina ng opening remarks for our director, that the Magna Carta of Women that was passed in 2009, ako, so ilan taon na, 12 years na, ano na kayang nangyari after more than a decade, requires us to integrate their mainstream gender perspectives into operation. So, yung 5% na sinasabi sa RA 7192, ay dyan nagsimula yan sa Republic Act 7192, yung 5% is to make the entire operations gender responsive. To make the rest of the 95% gender responsive. 5% lang. Okay. So what was the debacle in the past? Sabi nila, naku, paano yan kung meron tayong 100 billion pesos sa budget, what is 5% of 5 billion pesos? Magkano po yun? Is it 2.25 billion pesos? Sabi nila, paano kung ubusin yung... Is this familiar? Does this sound familiar? 25 million? Ilang t-shirts ang bibilhin ko niyan tuwing Women's Month? Ilang trainings ang papa-attend ko sa mga tao? Kung naubos na yata lahat ng trainings na pwede kong ibigay. And so that in the past, quantification has become a problem to many government agencies, primarily because of the lack of understanding and appreciation of gun issues, and two, the practical effect of imposing a 5%. And that's why, and I'm putting the cart before the horse, may attribution na ngayon. Ina-attribute mo na lang. Kung meron kang proyekto na gender responsive na, hindi kailangan ubusin mo 50 million of your money to gender focus, but just to make sure that that project is gender responsive. Okay pa po kayo? Are you still with me in the same page?
Yes, yes.
Alright. So, KLP, sabi ni Jim, okay. So, the laws require us to treat women and men equally. Dapat pala, pare-parehas ang treatment, no? So, if I provide maternity leave, dapat ibibigay talaga sa mga lalaki. Imagine mo ngayon, how many days na ang maternity leave? Should we give men equal number of paternity leave? Alright? What about in the era of transportation, sabi ni Jim? Nalaman ko sa anak ko na nagko-commute, sabi niya, lalaki yung anak niya. Dad, iniirapan ako ng mga babae kapag hindi ko sila binibigyan ng upuan. Chivalry is dead na, right, Dad? And also, mga babae, they want gender equality. Pantay-pantay na tayo. Pare-parehas na. Alright? Sabi nung ni Jim, I think you're right, son. Because the laws require us to treat women and men equally. Okay, what do you think? Sabi ni, sino tong lalaki nasa harapan natin? This is? Who is this? The man wearing, ay mga interpretation ng anak ko, kalbo siya. The one wearing olive blouse, or olive top. Can you see on your screen? Si Pete, yeah. Sabi niya, I do not know the answer to that, Sir Jim. Okay, tanong. What do you think? Sa inyo tinatanong. What do you think? Is that how we should appreciate gender equality? Kailangan. Kung tatayo ka, kung kami ay sasakay ng sasakyan, paras tayo kung masikip, paras tayo tumayo. But why should we offer? O bakit mayroong pink coach? Bakit there is a coach dedicated to women? Mayroong mga pagkakaiba. What do you think? Right. So, sinagot. Sinagot ni Chanda. Sabi ni Chanda, of course naman, men and women act differently, di ba? Because of their socially ascribed roles. Hindi maiiwasan eh. Lumaki tayo, ganyan na yung tinuturo ng mga institusyon natin sa loob ng pamilya nga natin eh. Naalala ko sinabi nung nanay ko doon sa kapatid kong lalaki, huwag kang iiyak. Kalalaki mong tao. So lumaki yung kapatid ko, sabi ni Chanda. Hindi talaga masyadong emotional. Itinatago ang kanyang emosyon. Napakahirap nga minsan mag-ferret out ng emosyon sa kapatid ko niyan. So because society somehow dictates upon us how men and women should act. Okay? There are different sets of knowledge and needs already. Ano ba yung evidence dyan? Go to Chet. You'll find out that there are certain stereotypes for men and women seep into education. Hanggang ngayon, mas marami pa rin ang nasa IT na mga kalalakihan at engineering. Dumarami na, yes, pero mas marami pa rin ang mga kalalakihan sa IT. Lalo na sa pagtuturo. Nagkaroon lang talaga ng slight movement noong years ago in the yung course na nursing because it's no longer societal the way society ascribes certain roles, but the issue at that time was economics. Kailangan lumabas ang bansa, and the best way or best the passport or license to go out of the country is by becoming a nurse. And so you might know of a story, for instance, of I think he was a captain in the Philippine National Police. He became a nurse despite reaching that level of officer position in the Philippine National Police. Alright. So sabi, so hindi. Papasok dito ang equity. Papasok dito ang making sure that we also treat men and women in a different way, right? So paano yung gender issue? Gender issue is any issue or concern when it's determined by your gender or by sex. Okay, so may differences in between men and women on just the basis of sex or gender, yung social construct. Kapag sinabi na babae ka, so huwag ka nang mag-aral. Dito ka nalang sa loob ng bahay kasi anyway, mag-aasawa ka naman. Okay? Ha? Sabi ni Pete, oo nga. Narinig ko yan sa kapitbahay namin, yung kasangbahay ng kapitbahay namin. 10 years old pa lang siya, kasangbahay. Kasi sabi, huwag ka nang mag-aral. Anyway, mag-aasawa ka in the future. Okay, well, anyway, that story is real and true, but the kasambahay, domestic helper, ang nangyari sa kanya, hindi na talaga siya nag-asawa. Hindi siya nag-asawa. Well, I don't know what happened. It's probably because of her love life. Another story. Okay. So, KLP number 4. Ayon sa memorandum circular, sabi ni that was issued by the Philippine Commission on Women, that dalawa ang kategori ng gender issue. Yung isa client-focused at isa organization-focused gender issue. Pumasok si Mrs. Steele in mind. Sabi ni Pizza Operations, naalala ko to si Mrs. Steele, oh, ang daming sulat, nagre-reklamo. Client namin, oh, hindi siya nagsulat siya na hindi daw siya tinatanong kung ano ang kanyang tinatanong kung bakit hindi siya itinatanong kung ano ang pangangailangan niya. Bakit daw ang kliyente naman siya but never nagkaroon ng survey kung ano ang kailangan niya specifically siya bilang babae. So, client-focused gender issue refers to any gap arising from an equal status between men and women, okay? Whether they are customers, clients, and beneficiaries. Okay? if there's also disparity arising and also the extent of disparity in terms of their access to benefits. Okay? Kaya nga dun sa Magna Carta of Women, klinaro talaga doon that sa example po, ito, for women in sports, kailangan din na parehas, equally, may kung mapapremyuhan ang mga sports for men, ganun din sa sports sa mga kababaihan. There was enough discussion on that in the law. On the other hand, sabi ni Lynn, meron din na gen organization focused gender issue. Ah, sabi ni, eto si this woman, itong nakasilip is Marino, yung empleyado. Nakisabat naman. Naalala ko kasi sinabi ni Marie, parang may gap. Sabi niya, nung pumasok ako rito sa organization natin, parang iba yung pananaw nila sa akin, yung aking kakayanan. In fact, itong si Mark na kapantay ko nga ngayon, parang kami yung pinipit against each other. So at one point in the deliberation for a scholarship, sabi ni Marie, tinanong ako, paano kung matanggap ka sa scholarship abroad? Who's going to take care of your children? So I asked Mark, when you were interviewed for a scholarship, was that question ever raised? No. So ba't ganon? So I felt discriminated against, sabi ni Marie. Eh, ano naman kung meron akong anak? Ako lang ba ang magulang? And therefore, this kind of issue that may be used against a woman is a gender, an organization-focused issue, because this will hinder the development of people working for promotion and fulfillment of women's rights in the agency. Okay. So, bumababa ang capacity ng organization na trabahuhin yung GAD program, because mismo sa loob ng opisina niya, merong nadidiscrimina. Right? So, moving on kay LP number 5 na tayo. So, why does the agency have to be concerned with GAD? Although, nasagot na rin naman kanina doon sa kay LP number 2 na why GAD. Pero, this is very poignant to say that two things, sabi ni Jim, ano ba yung two things na yan, Lynn? Nininervous ako. Well, the first one, sir, is that tayo kasi ang decision maker. Imagine, sir, oh, we have how many billions of pesos every year, annually, yung budget natin. It's not just for God, but for the entire organization. 5 billion, imagine what 5 billion could do for a community. So we are the ones who decide kung saan natin gagamitin, di ba, sir? Sa atin ang gagaling yung mga proposal, kung anong programa ang gagawin natin, of course, on the basis of the policy pronouncements of the president, as well as the legislative directions given to us by a law. But at the granularity level, tayo pa rin ang didecide, di ba, sir? Oo nga, no? Tama ka dyan. Sir, according to Lynn, the second one is because tayo as government employees, we are first and foremost development workers. Ay, ano bang ibig sabihin yung development workers? Anybody who wants to answer the question? Hello? By the way, I didn't ask, can you see me, ho? Can you see my face? Kasi unfortunately I cannot see you in my screen. So, question is, ano ba kung development workers tayo? Development workers means we use our resources to ensure that we are able to provide resources as well as access to those resources to our stakeholders so that they will be capacitated and become productive members of the society. Okay? Okay, sabi ni Jim, sounds great to me. In what way pa? Because when we talk about development, as I've said, sir, we promote equity and equality. We also promote gender-responsive operations and outcomes. Okay, sige. Let's move on. Excited na ako. Paano ko ba gagawin yan? Excited na ako dun sa how kasi medyo napupuno na yung utak ko with the rationale. Paano kaya gagawin to? And I invite all of you, ha, sabi ni Jim, Yael, Chanda, Pete, magtanong kayo kay Lynn. She's here to answer questions. Okay? Lahat din yung nakakarinig kay Lynn. Ngayon, dito, kay Lynn, ay magtatanong. Alright. So, KLP6, sabi ni Jim, Lynn, ano ba natin na-identify yung gender issues? Ay, sir, madali lang naman yan. Talaga, baka tayo, may AOM. Kasi, sir, hindi tayo nakapag-usap ng husto. Ah, okay. So, sige. Fault ko pala. A slight, sir. Alright. So, tatlo ang gagalingan natin dito. Okay. Short answer is, huwag naman tayo mag-iisip. Tingnan na lang po natin sa God agenda. What is a God agenda? It's basically your framework, your roadmap. Meron ba tayo niyan, Lynn? Wala. Wala po. Okay, so that's another, there has to be another time for us to discuss that, right, Lynn? Yes, sir. So, kung merong God agenda, hihilahin mo lang doon, you'll just pull it out kasi nakasulat ang, in the God agenda or the framework yung mga gender issues ng ahensya. In the absence of that, then you have to go through that as a process. Number two, sir, napakadali din ito, no? Hindi na ho pag-iisipan kasi napag-isipan na ho ng mga mambabatas, ng mga members ng international committees, mga international agreements, representatives doon. Kaya ano ba yun? So, sir, based sa mga commitment natin. Okay. So, yung mga Beijing Platform for Action. Ay, opo. Okay. So, kung ano-ano pa, UDHR, ay, opo. CEDO, opo. Okay. So, titingnan lang pala natin dun kung meron pa. Opo. Saka yung sinabi natin, sir, na nakalagay sa PPGRD. Anong PPGRD? Yung time slice po kanina. Philippine Plan for Gender Responsive Development. Napagit mo nga yan. Alright. Pero ano yung medyo parang matindi, sabi ni Jim. May naririnig ako gender analysis. Sir, so yan yung tatlo, pangatlo. Well, parang mahirap po, hindi natin gagawin. Pero when we get the hang of it, then I'm pretty much sure it's going to be easier. On a year-to-year basis. So, ano ba yun, Lynn? So, sir, ang basis ng gender issue, ginagamitan po ng gender analysis tsaka gender audit. Pero, ang nakalagay doon sa PCW Memorandum Circular, mas nakabase nga sa gender analysis. So, paano ba natin gagawin yan? Let me continue, sir. Okay. Sinong may involved dyan? Sir, meron na po tayong God Focal Point System. Kaka-sign nyo lang. Oo nga pala. Meron na nga pala ang God Focal Point System. Ito kayo nakikinig sa atin na EMB. Meron na kayang God Focal Point System? Hello? Ha? Wala pa po kayong God Focal Point? You have na. Right. Nga pala kanina na. So, ilan lang sila, sabi ni Jim, di ba? Ilan lang sila? Of course, yung executive chair, yung executive committee, usually the MANCOM sits there. You said also merong technical working group. I've read that already, according to Jim. Opo, sir. What about the secretariat? Sino ba secretariat sa atin dito? Ah, sir, nilagay po natin sa planning. Ah, kay Chanda. Oo, sir, sa planning. Eh, bakit sa ibang ahensya sa HR? Eh, yun nga, marami din po ng mga ahensya, according to my research, that ang God ay inilalagay nila within the responsibility of the HR. Bakit kaya? Why is that? It's because they deal with people. Okay. Although, there's a large debate on that, whether you go, we put that in the strategy office or planning office or in the HR. Strategically, it might be good to put that in the strategy office. I think putting it in Chanda's section or a division, kasi planning division si Chanda, is a plus for us. Ah, okay. So, I'm happy to hear that. Who else should be involved in mainstream gender perspectives? Sir, lahat. Ah, lahat. Bakit naman lahat? Kasi lahat tayo ay development workers, as a short answer to that question, sir. Okay? I'm fine with that. Sino pa? Bakit clients? Why should clients be involved? Ah, kasi we exist, our office exists for clients, diba? We render service for whom? For our clients. And without us asking them what they really hope and wish for, then our efforts might be irrelevant. Kasi hindi naman talaga tutugma sa pangangailangan nila. So, kailangan involved pa rin ang clients. And majority doon ay mga kabaihan, dapat strategically, we should be deliberate in asking. Parang katulad ng kwento ni Mrs. Steele. Do you remember Mrs. Steele in our story? I'm asking you na po. Do you remember Mrs. Steele?
Yes, ma'am.
Hindi ko pa nga nilagyan. So, meron pa dito partners, mga civil society organizations, multilateral organizations, media, academy, private sector, and other individuals, private sector individuals. Okay. So, they should be involved. Okay. They should be able to help us also. Because, ang kinakalaban natin ito ay years and years of social conditioning. Ano ba ibig sabihin niyan, Lynn? Sabi ni Chanda na yung social conditioning. Sorry, hindi si Chanda, si Yael. Years of condition, social condition, ibig sabihin, let me give you an example. When we were born, okay, we were born either a male or a female. God's gift, nature, ganun. Natural, bio, lalaki, physically. Pero, sino nagsabi sa atin na kapag pink, ay kapag babae ka, dapat pink ang bigay ng damit sa'yo. Kaya naalala ko, yung anak ko nga eh, sabi ni Lynn, babae, una kong anak ay babae, dami-dami nagregalo, puro pink. Hate ko pa naman ng pink. Alright? At sino naman nagsabi, ang blue dapat sa lalaki. So, it's years of social condition. Hanggang ngayon, ewan ko kung ang mga kalalakihan dito sa nakikinig sa atin, nagsusuot ng pink. So, may I ask the men here in our virtual room, sino ho ang nagsusuot sa inyo ng pink? Still with me? Andyan pa po ba kayo? Nagsusuot ba kayo ng pink, mga kalalakihan? Walang sumasagot. Are you still with me?
Yes daw po sa chat.
May sumagot
box.
Po sa chat
opo.
Box.
Yes daw.
Yes, wow. Okay. That's good. It's good to note that men are now accepting that, you know, color does not really associate, should not be associated with sex, with maleness or femaleness. Okay. Okay. So, ano ang impact ng pinag-uusapan natin? Because that's the last key learning point natin sa part na ito, is that we need to keep it balanced. Okay? We need to elaborate how society is contributing to the problems. the agency wants to address. Because at the end of the day, sabi nga, society, kasama na sa society is the educational system, schools, our religion, our churches, our families, they're all part of the government, they're all part of society that contribute to the problem because of their perception. What should be, what ought to be, to determine whether a woman or a man will have access to certain benefits or programs of government. Okay. Alright? So, Lynn, let's have a 5-minute break, sabi ni Jim. What do you think? Can we have a 5-minute break, Lynn? Yes, sir. What about those who are in EMB right now? Can we have a 5-minute break? Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let's have a 5-minute break. So, what is gender analysis?
May application na po yan, ma'am.
Nariinig namin. Madali lang. Sino ba yun? Is it okay?
Kasi ito, ma'am, itong tinatawagan natin. Doon sa website namin, ma'am, doon sa colaborzone.emb.gov.ph may contact.
Ayan. Minute ko siya. Alright. Sige. So, sabi kanina ni Lynn, no? Sabi niya kay Sir Jim, Sir Jim, one of the things that we need to do is to do gender analysis aside from taking a look at our agenda na non-existent, we need to do gender analysis. So, very briefly, let me talk to you what gender analysis is because we cannot, because of limited time, sabi niya, we can have another time to do some practical exercises. But just suffice it to say, when we talk about gender analysis, we consider gender norms and expectations. So, tinitingnan doon, what have we learned and what have been taught to us as we were growing up? What are the social norms? What are, what do our family, societies, churches, laws impose on us, prescribe on us? So these are the gender norms and expectations. Another consideration for gender analysis is, ano ba yung roles and gender relations? What kind of power dynamics is happening between men and women? Within the home, what kind of power dynamic is existing? Within the organization, how are men treated with respect? How are women treated with respect to men? Especially when the higher-ups, the high-ranking individuals are all males. What kinds of roles do they perform? Sila ba sa mga babae ba kapag ba nagkakaumpukan? Sila yung tagahugas ng pinggan at ang mga lalaki ay kakain lamang? O do men in the office share the burden of washing the dishes? O rin pinagkakaubaya nila sa kababaihan? Another consideration in gender analysis is we need, and this is very, very basic when we think about programs and projects, what are the needs and interests of men and women? We said that because we are different, in many ways we are, men and women are different, we have developed certain knowledge and skills on our own. Halimbawa, because of the socially ascribed role na kailangan ng mga lalaki malalakas. Ayan, gym ng gym, di ba? Mas makikita mo karamihan mga lalaki nag-gym. Although ngayon, a lot of women are into gyms. Of course, not now because of the pandemic. But because men are trained to do, you know, hard work or yung mga lifting, they develop that kind of, ano to, may mga skills na nade-develop. May galing na nade-develop. But because it is gender, ibig sabihin, this might not happen in another culture or another place, then there is a possibility that the way that the needs of women in a particular area might not be the same in another area. Let us give an example. Tanong ko po kayo. Kunyari, ang training na, kunyari, meron tayong training, physical training, meaning face-to-face. Okay? So, heterogeneous of participants, men and women. Of course, malaking chairs, malaking table. At the end of the training, mag-aayos tayo. Who do you think will be called by the HR to fix the tables and chairs? Are these the women participants or the male participants?
Male participants.
Male. Bakit kaya?
Mas malakas sila.
Mas malakas sila. Okay. So here in our country, we always think that women are stronger. Right? Let's take a look at the story in the Mountain Province. So if there's a male here, now you can answer. Can a male participant here in our virtual room carry a 25 kilo sack full of rice? Sa kalalakihan po, can you carry a 25 kilo sack full of rice? Do I hear a yes? Yes, kaya. Okay. Kaya? Yes, 25. What about 50? Kaya pa rin, no? Mahirap, pero kaya pa rin, lalagay yung sa likod. What if you're carrying 50 kilo sack full of rice while you are going up the rice terraces? Kaya pa ba?
No.
Okay. You know what? Women from the Mountain Province can do that. Why? Because as you know, pinalaki sila. There was a social condition.
Use.
They were exposed to that.
They used to do that.
Yes.
Right? They earn a living for their living.
Yes. Tama po kayo. So that two different pinalakihan might yield to different scenarios. No? So we need to check ano ba yung mga needs. Okay. So what about practical gender needs and strategic gender needs? Practical gender needs are actually just, you know, long, short term. These needs allow you to access resources. Okay, halimbawa, nakatira ka sa Bulubundukin, may tubig ba doon? Baka wala ka faucet doon, so bababa ka. Mga babae, mahirapang magbitbit na mga anak nila kasi pababa. So, gagawin dapat maka-access sila sa poso or maglagay sila ng tubig doon sa kanilang kinatitirhan. Okay. So, that's a practical gender need. Lactation, is it a practical gender need in lactation room or fast ano? Mga lalaki, syempre, wala naman, hindi naman nag-lactate. So, kakaiba, hindi yan ang need nila. Alright? Strategic gender need or interest talks about, you know, position or control or power. And one of that is the issue on education. Will education position you into power or control? So, kunyari sa Civil Service Commission, we found out when we had the scholarship program in government, yung mga babae pala, eh, lead na sila nakakapag-master's degree because they had to take care of the children until, you know, at least kung makapasok na sila ng college. And if they say married at the age of 30, ngayon kasi mga ganun na, 30, 35, kamo na, mga anak ng 35 plus 18, so 40 plus na, no? So, that's the only time, mga 40 plus years old, when women can really freely study, take up graduate courses. And so, sa CSC, sabi, okay, I think we should change the ceiling, the age ceiling. Medyo mas itaas natin. ay, tama ba? Itaas natin. Kasi kung masyado mababa, baka hindi pa makapag-take yung mga kawimenan. So, that is a strategic gender interest. Alright. So, ano naman ako, tanong naman ni Mr. Jim, anong gagamitin natin? May sabi, may tools. Alright. Hindi ko ma-explain ito ng may example. But, short of saying, there are many tools. But, when we use this to, in relation to God planning and budgeting, there are two major tools that we use. The first one is the organizational assessment tool. Meaning, this takes a look at the extent of gender mainstreaming that has been done by the organization. Eh, ano yun? GMEF. G-M-E-F. Gender Mainstreaming Evaluation Framework. So, what's that? It's a checklist. So, if you Google go to the PCW website, you will find a sample of the GAD Gender Mainstreaming Evaluation Framework. It asks questions and the respondents will basically answer whether you're meeting or partially meeting or not meeting at all certain questions there. And on the basis of the scores that you get, you will find where you are in terms of your mainstreaming efforts. Nagsisimula ka pa lang ba? Are you a newbie? Or andun ka na sa pinakamataas? So there are 5 levels. So that's basically issues within the internal, yung kung client focus as we mentioned earlier. The second tool, and this is very useful when we talk about mga client focus programs or projects, halimbawa mga water projects in your own organization. So you use the Hagadaga or the Harmonized Gender and Development Guidelines. Again, this makes use of a checklist. So the same, may tanong, sasagutin, mag-score. So on the basis of the scores that you get, you will find out where you are. For Hagadaga, you use that for attribution. Kasi sabi natin, we'll take a look at the flagship programs of an organization. And then we assess the level of gender responsiveness of that program. Alright? So, ang key dito is to take a look at the most expensive or big budgeted or high ticket programs of the organization rather than the small ones. We're not saying the small ones are not important, but in terms of attribution, in terms of ensuring that your operations are gender responsive, you would do well by looking at that highest big ticket program. So you use the Hagadaga. So again, the Hagadaga is meant to measure the gender responsiveness. And a key area that is being looked into is whether we have involved or consulted our stakeholders. The second key area that is being looked into when you use the Hagadaga tool is whether you have identified gender issues and identified initiatives to address gender issues. So, ganun lang naman kasimple po yun. Just, you know, you have to get the hang of it. So, but for the time being, that's just some basic ideas of GMEF and Hagadaga. Okay. Still with me? So, let's go to the last part of our presentation, and that is the GPB or God Planning and Budgeting. So, very short lang din ito. Once you have identified the gender issues, ano ba yung mga problema? At paano siya na-demonstrate na re-reflect into your own organization, whether it's for internal, whether it's affecting the internal capacity of your own organization, or affecting the way programs are delivered. Hindi lang the way programs are delivered, affecting how access affecting the access of access to resources by clients, men and women alike. Is there any differential differences in the way men and women access services or resources? So once we have compiled all the issues, we prioritize. So GPB is an annual plan. Maraming issues, pero given your resources for the year, and given when we say resources, pati po mga tao ninyo, no? Sabi nyo nga, parang iisa lang ba nag-work sa GAD coordinator, nag-iisa lang. And I'm not sure kung this is the only work of Anne, is this the only work that you do? It might not be for some organization. So, medyo kalat, diffused yung focus, failure to focus on GAD plan. That's why I saw in your GAD plan and budget for 2021 that you will be hiring a GAD dedicated person. So what is GAD plan and budget? Okay. So we link that GPB is the end in mind in terms of the process. It's not the end in itself, but in terms of the process that we went through, the first one is we ask ourselves, gender sensitive na ba itong sina Jim, sina Yael, sina Chanda, sina Pete, pati si Marie and Mark? Was there a level of gender awareness already? In EMB, I started by stating our assumption that everybody has at least gone a measure of a gender awareness program. And we went into, because we're aware what gender issues are already, then we can already identify them. And what better way to do that when we use the GA or gender analysis tools? And when we use gender analysis tools, we also take a look at the data. Have we disaggregate by sex all the data that we have? Then chine-churn out natin. What do our data tell us in terms of how men and women access our programs and services? Or if indeed we have been able to provide the programs to the marginalized sectors, right? Whether it's women or there's a cross-section intersectionality of issues, women PWD, women transgender, etc. And then when we have identified the issues, we put that into agenda. An agenda is usually a 3 to 5 year framework. Okay? And from that framework, this is the ideal. From that framework, we just take what we can do in a year's plan, and that is the GPB. So that is how we link the activities that we are undertaking. Suffice it to say, in terms of the programs and capacity building will go, this is how they are usually structured. But can you do that simultaneously? Sure, except that there has to be a basic gender awareness, so that it's easier for the succeeding discussions, GA, GM, and GPB. Alright? Can you do GPB without GST? It might be difficult. Okay, so everybody has to go through that foundational course. It can be gender awareness program, gender sensitivity seminar, or what we usually know of as gender sensitivity training. So this is the most contentious and most difficult part when we talk about GAD budget. So as you know, the Magna Carta of Women tells that GAD budget is the cost of implementing the GAD programs. Okay? And sabi doon, at least 5% should be allocated of the total appropriations. So total appropriations, they may be drawn from the MOOE, capital outlay, and personal services. Lahat yun. Okay. Sabi ko nga earlier, I also post an observation. What if the budget runs in trillions? Does that mean we will do trainings running up to billions of pesos? That's why we have the attribution. Okay, so attributing, and I said major or key or flagship projects, using, sabi ko po kanina, is the Haga-Daga. Okay? So may scoring, and the scoring for the Haga-Daga is a maximum of 20 points. And 20 points means 100% of the entire budget for a program is God attributed. Okay? So let's take this as an example. So you'll get your score, ito yun, sa Haga-Daga, you divide by 20 because that's the maximum points, multiply by 100%. And that's basically the percentage of annual program budget that you can attribute to God. Meron na kayo nito, nakita ko sa inyong 2021. Okay? And multiply that percentage by the annual program budget. So, example, if the score in the Haga-Daga is 16.5, you divide by 20 times 100%, and that is 82.5% of the total annual program budget can be attributed to God. So, if the total program budget is 50 million, 82.5% of that is 41,250,000. So you will use that, the organization will use that in accounting the 5%. Okay. So kanina I gave an example, parang sabi natin parang 5 million ba yon? 50 million or so. So kung assuming no, yung kanina nasabi ko is 50 million, then your 41,250,000 falls below if the 50 million is the 5%. In other, but this is just one attribution. There could be budget for God-focused programs. Alright? Okay. So, ito lang po yung scoring. No? Kapag below 4, hindi nyo na magagamit ito. Kasi invisible. Ibig sabihin, based on the description, wala talagang mainstreaming na naganap. And we look or aim for 20 points as the most generous responsive. Okay, so ito laman yung percentages I've shown you earlier, what you can attribute. Okay, so ito na yung bago. Dati kasi noon, merong mga equivalent percentage ito. Now, this is the new way of computing it. And this is much realistic. Okay, so so sabi ni Jim, thank you so much, Lynn, for your engaging us. And I think there's a lot more scope for me to study. But with your help, we can do this, right? So sabi ni Chanda, yeah, LP, yes, we can do this. And so what should we do the next thing? Why don't we ask and do ask you again, Lynn, to run a gender sensitivity training for the rest of the members of the organization? Thank you so much, everyone.
So I think we're good for now. It is indeed a great honor again and privilege for every EMB employees present here this afternoon for your the knowledge imparted on us. Gender analysis, the tools involving gender analysis, and also in God planning and budgeting.
Thank you for joining another podcast episode of the DENR Environmental Management Bureau, Calabarzon Region. Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking on the subscribe button now. You can also like and follow us on our official Facebook page to easily get updates. Just go to www.facebook.com/EMBR4A. Catch us on the next episode!